This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers can't afford to hang on to equipment and practices that aren't working. Farmers economize and fix trucks and tractors until they must be replaced. Farmers adopt new technology and farming techniques that make their businesses more efficient and environmentally friendly. They're always looking to farm better for the good of their families, businesses, communities, and country. That's what makes it even more frustrating when the federal government holds on to run-down practices that stopped working decades ago or maybe never worked in the first place. When I think of government regulations that are not only broken down but also hurting America's farms and ranches, the Endangered Species Act is at the top of the list. The ESA is long overdue for reform. Protecting our country's wildlife is an important goal and one that farmers and ranchers share. Farmers get to spend every day out in God's creation, and they take the charge of environmental stewardship seriously. Farmers want to be a part of the solution when it comes to wildlife recovery, but the ESA has failed to solve anything in the more than four decades since it became law. It seems the Fish and Wildlife Service has gotten very good at listing species, but the same can't be said for recovery of endangered species. In fact, the recovery rate for the Endangered Species Act is about 5%. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds more like a death sentence to me. The ESA is a failure and an expensive one at that. The protections it offers cost $1.4 billion in federal expenditures in 2016 alone. That price tag doesn't include the heavy burden the ESA places on family farms and ranches either. Its far-reaching restrictions can limit access to water, prohibit normal farming practices, and even cost financial tools like loan guarantees. In the agriculture industry, we can't simply pass on the cost to the consumer, which means farmers and ranchers take on the strain of the added cost. Often farmers bear the brunt of ESA restrictions as the land around them becomes more urbanized and their farmland is seen as a last refuge for wildlife in the area. I recall hearing of a cranberry farmer in Massachusetts who could not farm sections of his own land in order to leave a designated habitat for the endangered box turtle. Meanwhile, the area surrounding his land has been developed with no such restrictions. This same farmer has not seen a box turtle on his land in 20 years. Many more farmers and ranchers across the country have their own stories of how the ESA has threatened their farms and livelihoods. Farm Bureau has met with farmers and ranchers from the West to New England who are facing regulations that add financial burdens to their families and threaten the sustainability of their businesses. Farmers and ranchers from the Rockies to the Great Lakes can't protect their own animals from predators like the gray wolf because of ESA restrictions. Many farmers in California were left out to dry in the recent drought because of strict protections for a small fish, and those are just to name a couple. I've heard stories of how livelihoods are getting stripped away while hands were tied by regulations that completely disregarded the irreplaceable work of farmers and ranchers. Of course, no one wants to see American wildlife disappear from our landscape, but it is time for common sense reform that brings farmers and ranchers to the table. The upcoming package of House bills on ESA reform are a breath of fresh air to agriculture. It's time for an ESA that brings clarity and certainty, encourages voluntary conservation work, increases local involvement, and charts a path for real recovery and delisting of species. The ESA was created for the public good, and Congress needs to get it on that path before farming and ranching becomes the ESA's next victim. President Trump's pardon of Oregon ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond tells us there is hope for justice in environmental law enforcement, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement released on Tuesday. The Hammonds were thrown into prison for nothing more than burning an invasive species that threatened their ranch, a standard ranching practice that is both lawful and widely accepted. The fire spread further than it should have and consumed more than 100 acres of federal grazing land, but that hardly makes the Hammonds criminals. Pardoning them was the right thing to do, and we thank Representative Greg Walden for advocating so effectively for these men. Farm Bureau was shocked by the minimum 5-year sentence the Hammonds faced. Even worse was the Justice Department's decision to use anti-terrorism laws to prosecute them. We could not be happier this ugly chapter in governmental overreach has come to an end. Every day, farmers around the world use GMOs to help combat threats to food and the environment. Whether helping to protect crop yields against plant diseases, weeds, pests, or to reduce water use, GMOs are one of modern agriculture's many innovations that allow farmers to grow more food with fewer resources. The benefits of GMOs don't stop at the farm. GMO crops can help to reduce food waste and combat undernourishment around the world. In particular, GMOs play an important role in addressing food security challenges in developing nations. Data recently released from the Agriculture Department's Foreign Agricultural Services Global Agricultural Trade System indicates that U.S. farmers and ranchers exported a record $12.3 billion of agricultural products to 174 countries during May 2018, up 15% from prior year levels. The top markets for U.S. agricultural products in May were Canada at $1.9 billion, Mexico at $1.7 billion, Japan at $1.2 billion, South Korea at $813 million, and China at $720 million. Exports to Canada and Mexico were up 1% and 5% from prior year levels, respectively. Japan and South Korea exports were up 10% and 20%, respectively. Finally, exports to China were down 6% compared to prior year levels. However, Chinese oilseed exports were up 38% from May of last year. Oilseeds and oilseed product exports were up 74% to $2.3 billion and were record high for May. Grain and feed exports were up 14% at $3.1 billion. Cotton exports were up 24% to $789 million. Horticultural product exports were unchanged at $2.8 billion. Livestock and meat exports were up 7% to $1.7 billion. Finally, dairy product exports were up 1% to $505 million. Fox Business News interviewed AFBF President Zippy Duval for a story about how the current trade situation is affecting agriculture. "We are very concerned about what's going on in the trade arena," according to Duval. "This is high stakes," he added, "especially considering the current state of the farm economy." Duval also pointed out that farmers want to make their money in the market. Farm Bureau's message to the president is, "We have to get this done in a timely manner," he said, referring to finding solutions to trade issues harming agriculture. In May, we reported on accumulated losses of U.S. soybean sales to China that seemed to coincide with trade announcements. A lot has happened on the trade front over the last 6 weeks, so we wanted to check back on 2017-2018 U.S. soybean sales. According to Agriculture Department export sales data released on July 6th, covering trade, total lost soybean sales through June 28th have now exceeded 5 million metric tons. This is more than 2 million metric tons higher than cancellations at the same point in the 2016-2017 marketing year, and more than 1 million metric tons higher than the level of cancellations throughout the entire 2016-2017 marketing year. In the unlikely event that no more cancellations occur, and the U.S. ships the remaining 772 million metric tons in outstanding sales to China, U.S. soybean sales for the full 2017-2018 marketing year will be more than 8.5 million metric tons below 2016-2017, a decline of more than 23%. The American Farm Bureau Federation placed an ad in the 2018 Major League Baseball All-Star Game program about the importance and unpredictability of the agriculture industry. "Farmers and ranchers step up to the plate 365 days a year. Growing your food is their job. In their eyes, you are all part of the winning team," notes the ad. The game takes place July 17th. Baseball fans can learn more about agriculture from the link to the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture featured in the ad at www.agfoundation.org/resources. Don't miss out this summer. Enjoy the open road with a budget rental using your Farm Bureau discount. Eligible Farm Bureau members can receive up to 25% off budget-based rates. To find out more, visit ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.